What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Just 2 days away from the Browns, looking to get to 5-3 against the 1-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. Joined in studio by Matt Wilhelm and Joe Jurevicius as we get you ready for this game. And Joe, Tampa Bay comes to town. They're going to play that Tampa 2 with Lovie Smith, 32nd in the league in defense right now. So it's been an adjustment. Why do you think this is such a good matchup for our offense?
Well, I think our receivers, we're really successful in a lot of crossing routes. And in Tampa 2, we've got to find the zones, holes, and sit down in those holes. And I think that bodes well for Brian Hoyer because, again, they're easy throws. If you have the receivers to find the hole, get open, it makes an easy target, turn up field, get some yardage.
This team has allowed 9 sacks in the last 2 games, Matt. They could be starting O'Neal Cousins at left tackle, it looks like. And we know how well O'Neal Cousins did at left guard or right guard for us last season. Getting pressure on Mike Glennon, important, kind of statuesque. Is this a game that the Browns, you think, are going to be in the quarterback's face early and often?
It definitely is. You know, Paul Kruger's coming off a 3-sack performance, his career high. I would look for a repeat performance. Maybe not 3, but I think Jabal Sheard has an opportunity to finally get on the board with some sacks as well. And maybe even our 6th overall draft pick 2 years ago, Barkevious Mingo. I think Jim O'Neal and this defense will get creative and try to deviate Mike Glennon from that spot by bringing pressure.
Now, against the Tampa 2, you like to have that tight end that can get down the seams. Looks like Jordan Cameron won't be able to go. So what are some of the routes or route combinations you're looking for to kind of exploit this defense, whether it be the deep dig or the smash corner, et cetera?
Well, the thing is, Nathan, on the Tampa 2, the main deal is the linebackers, middle linebacker turns and gets deep. So, again, you're going to find the coverage underneath him. You're going to find the areas underneath him if he gets deep in his coverage. Again, you'll look for the kind of the 8-yard mark between the 6-yard corner and maybe a 15 yards. You're going to do a lot of things in the corners. You're going to do a lot of things over the middle, underneath the linebackers. You're going to do a lot of crisscrossing routes to try to create mismatches and kind of get lost in the shuffle. And with the size of the receivers we have, that could be a good thing for us.
Certainly. Speaking of big receivers, that's what Tampa Bay has. Our guys are small but tall on talent. Their guys are just straight up tall, 6'5 or above. Let me ask you about Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson. How do you think Joe Hayden and Buster Screen, even Justin Gilbert, are going to match up with those 2 twin towers?
I think they'll be great, and I think a lot of the reason is because we can use our speed and quickness to our advantage, not allowing them to run the crisp routes. They might win a few jump balls, but again, as we saw last week with Joe Hayden, you know, making that almost Air Jordan-esque bat down, and Justin Gilbert, we drafted him for that very same reason, to be a big, strong, physical, fast corner. So I like our matchup, so we actually play better in those scenarios.
All right, one guy to step up from each of you. We're going to start on the offensive side of the ball. I'd like to see the ground game get going, but maybe we can use the backs as checkdown options against cover 2s. You said there are some soft spots, but who do you want to see step up?
I'd like to see Brian Hoyer step up this week. I think it's the perfect game for him to go out there and kind of control and do what he does best, which is, again, find the open areas, manage the game, and make some big plays because there will be some holes in this cover Tampa 2.
All right, and for you on the defensive side of the ball, who do you want to see step up?
I mentioned him already. I think Jabal Sheard. I think Kruger, because of his 3-sack performance, will garner a lot of attention by Tampa Bay, which leaves an open opportunity for Barkevious Mingo or Jabal Sheard, who rushes 85% of the time, to have a great day.
And Jabal's got as many pressures as Kruger, just hasn't sealed the deal quite as often. Good matchup for the Browns here. They're going against a team that comes into the game ranked 32nd in offense and 32nd in defense. That's why they are 1-6. And hopefully the Browns can get their 5th win of the season this Sunday at First Energy Stadium, which will be one more than they had in all of 2013. For Matt Wilhelm, Joe Jurevicius, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for joining us here on ClevelandBrowns.com for Cleveland Browns Today.